Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
So we got what's hot. So we hot.
But as God is with us, they are rebuilt, becoming a little bit of children. But I'm saying, try to remember the kind of victim we were when life is sweet.
Rockman, the Rockin. I said we let. I guess you put it on that. I didn't put it on
that. I did not put nothing.
Okay, so I'll pray to do to Allah. Has on mute. And then back in here, man, it's match one. So match one on your cell phone. and he rebounded to the queue. We just found out we had to mute on him. But praise it be to Allah. Humali Shaitan Radim. Bismillah.
Ask them, they'll let you know if they hear you.
If you hear me, please let us know.
Raise your hand.
Push
your
one
on your receiver.
Push one on your
seat.
Let us know
if
they hear you. So praise it for them.
That's what I'm talking about. You can ask them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're not going to know. Nobody push one on.
Yes, so you can hear me. But your mic can hear us, your mic can cut your mic on us. But anyway, praise be to Allah. We're here tonight, Ramadan Mubarak, who was just talking and found out that that we was on mute here. But that's been straightened out. Now we're not.
No, it hasn't. We don't know yet.
Right.
I don't even know.
So, my phone is not on mute now. So praise be to Allah. We hope you don't. Huh? Oh, okay. Praise be to Allah. We clear up the board and get it ready so we can get rolling with the help of Allah. We're here tonight, like we are every night, to get rid of the image. They talk about removing all the image. Really the false image of God. That plays out all throughout America every day. This false image of God is the reason that the people put it up. It plays out every day. Yeah, I don't think these people are never going to look at us as human beings until we let them know that they have really have been the human being that God has created. If you can't be a human being, being a racist. And that's why God said don't make no image, because it makes artificial people. I'm still scrolling through the internet. I see where a lot of a lot of Caucasian women are having dark-skinned babies, and their husbands are leaving them. And their husbands have got notification that we all come from Adam, that we all one people, and God give who he pleased to, who we pleased to, color whatever he wants them to have. Nobody have a choice. Nobody have a choice in what color they receive from the Creator. Allah make that choice alone. He has all the power. So we're going to open our talk up and get it going real good with a prayer. We're going to say it first. We're going to say it in the Arabic language. This prayer called Al-Fatiha, then means to open. Then we will say it in the Arabic, an English translation. Humale Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Mean Rahman Rahim. Malikiyom Team, Iyakan Abud Iyakan Astaim. Eddin Sirat of Mustakin, Sirat of Ladina Anto Alehim. Lord, we may do be a legion while it's dawning. We seek protection with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. With the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to always continually showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet our honorable audience in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world. This is the greeting to remind us that we, the human being, was born to have peace. He needs peace in his life. He needs peace with his family, neighbors, and all the friends in the whole world. And everybody practice having peace, we will have less problems in this world. So we said praise and peace to Allah, Lord, cherish, sustainer of all worlds. So we greet you in that greeting of, that Allah has given us to remind us to keep the peace. And that greeting is As-salamu alaykum. Simply mean, may God's peace be upon you and obligate me and obligate you to keep the peace. So we're here tonight on the Broad Talk Radio Station again. It's Thursday. Tomorrow we'll be out. We'll be, tomorrow will be no broadcast, but come back Saturday. We'll start all over again. No, tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow is Thursday. We got one more night. I'm a little ahead of myself. So praise and be to our Lord and cherished sustainer of the world. We can look at TV. I was looking at Miss Whiff's mate, Mrs. Willis, and how they're doing her. Here she's an African-American DA, top head DA, voted in. And these Trump lawyers done come here and try to put her on trial. And look like they proceeded to put her on trial by tomorrow. But they got a nerve to bring this up. Say she was the head prosecutor that she picked was another African American, and they had been dated for a little while. They had dated, and they brought that up. Them folks brought that up. And they got a nerve to bring that up, try to stop Donald Trump's trial. They don't want her to prosecute. They don't want, and it's one that who picked her. She didn't pick this Trump, his court. It was the grand jury picked and where they indicted Trump. But that ain't good enough. They want to stop her because she was making progress on the case. She was about to bring Trump to court, so they had to come and kick up all this mud on her. But that's why you say you have to be clean when you're dealing with evil people, because these evil people are the master picking up dust on you. So Fannie, William, they want to take her off the case. And they want to stop the attorney she picked to prosecute Trump. They want to take him off the case. Looks like these Caucasians have done what they always have done. Racism, use race to come against us. So all praise are due to Allah. All praise are due to Allah, Lord, cherished sustainer of all the world. We're here tonight. Continue to talk about the evil that affect the African American people as well as the Caucasian people. As well as the Caucasian people. This image has made the Caucasian insensitive in a lot of cases to human suffering because they're not suffering. And they use that excuse that the people focus on it because they are not white. They are not Caucasian. This is evil that this bring about because of the image. And it made African American inferior. African American is getting pushed out of every place they used to stay. And they're too blind to see what's going on, and they don't even notice the change It used to be on one corner, and now that cone is gone. That corner has been pushed away. So everything they see is coming down on them. Coming down on them. So praises be to Allah. We're going to keep working on this image, chip by chip, bit by bit, until we bring this mountain down and where the people can see clearly that there ain't nothing ever going to deserve our worship besides one God. That is one creator who is the creator of all this that we see, that we think we see, that is all in the world that the world need to look at. So praise be to Allah. So we here tonight, we're not going to give up. We're not going to turn. And we're going to work this by on this image until there's no more breath in our body. We're going to fight this scheme. Satan is not going to defeat the righteous, never will, and never going to. Allah is with the righteous. He's not with the unrighteous, not with the ones that give lip service, who is not trying to tend to the neighborly needs of the people. So we're fighting in the cause, and we're winning. And we thank Allah for Ramadan, where we can see the value in ourselves. Would this Ramadan bring out the quality that God put in us when he put us, placed us, allowed us to be in the wombs of our mother? So we said praises be to Allah. We are blessed people to even have been who have been chosen to call ourselves Muslims. You have to be chosen because this is the best thing ever happened to me. And when you tell people about it, even when you're talking about it, they get all excited and they get some want to know where you get that from, how long this been going on. There are a lot of things, a lot of questions they want to ask, things they don't know. It's not because we can't say we spoke to everybody in this world about Islam. That's not true. We sold a lot of papers. We knocked on a lot of doors. But people must got lack of memory because many of them ain't like them that we ever existed or that we existed. And then when they think we existed, they got always got something bad to say about us. We're terrorists. And that's the way they want to see us, because that's the way that the news people presented them to us. But they can't see what the newspaper have presented them, and they know the newspaper has presented them wrongly. And so our job is to continue to fight on the struggle, and maybe somebody who wants to save themselves, somebody who wants to help themselves. And no matter whether we are Muslim, Jew, or Christian, this is the best way to change this wicked world. That people are being killed trying to change it. There's some people lost everything that they have came in their possession because they tried to change this wicked way. But we're going to keep struggling, and we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep living with the help of Allah. We're going to keep calling people back to right, and they have a right to go the way they choose to. Nobody can change that. Allah gave them the limit, free will, so they can come on this boat and not sink, or they can get on them other boats that's going down. It's up to them. But only thing we can do is make the message clear. And the message that there is no God but one God, and that Prophet Muhammad, the one Christ Jesus said was going to come after him, is the last and final prophet. No more prophet to come. Everything has been written, the ink is dry, and you see what we see now has already been written. It's going to happen. But it don't happen to a state that wipes everybody out. Some people can want to save themselves. We have to let them know that they are responsible to save themselves. Jesus cannot save you. And how you say Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and you smoking and drinking and everything that going to kill you or take you out quickly, you use it. So how can Jesus save you from that if you don't decide to not to use those things? That God said, thou shalt not kill. No thing that's killing you. And if you happy with yourself killing yourself, who can stop that? No one can stop that but you. Allah gave you the power over your flesh, over your flesh and your flesh body. If you don't make turn right, go straight, and keep going right and straight, then that's your choice. No one can change that. So we are here tonight, about Talk Radio Station. We're going to try to bring up another one of our poll workers. We have a policy here that we want to let some know that if you resent yourself, if you get up and resent yourself, if you can, and if you got any question to ask, the person you got the question, if they resent what they said, then they should be able to ask the question, or if they don't ask the question, they should be able to tell you that they'll come back with the answer as soon as they get it. But they should answer most of the questions, or they shouldn't be resenting. They're resenting themselves here because they're not going to be able to answer and stand up to a question. So we have made that clear that it's from crowd here. So anybody who got anything they like to say or they want to ask a question, make comments, and you can do that. But if you get up here and tell people, give people teach, do some teaching, say something that you said, people will ask you a question, you should be able to answer your words that you put out there. So I thank your brain brother, Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, him and his wife, Quran Muhammad. I am Brother Abdul Akbar. And Dayak, while we are from Decatur, Georgia, in Atlanta, and Decatur, Georgia, in Georgia. So thank you. I'm going to try to bring Brother Suja up, let him come up and share some of that good knowledge or good information that he's been building on today. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, you got it, Brother Suja. You got it. You know your screen.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify. Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad. Is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, who's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Islam alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is a beautiful day today here in Georgia. The birds are singing and the cats is walking around, sitting around. And praise be to Allah. The chicken is eating the worm. You know, life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. We are here in the world doing everything that we can according to God, the way of God, to help straighten out things here on earth that is causing all type of mischief, causing all type of confusion. And that is the ideas that is given in religion, the ideas that is given in religion. And those ideas is causing all type of unnatural causes, and causing people to not to be themselves. The whole point of it is that we should strive to be ourselves. If we men, try to be men. Strive to be men. If we women, strive to be women. But don't strive to be a thing and then come out and try to tell the public that accept me the way I am. No, we're going to accept you the way God created you. And we know what a horse is. And we know what a dog is. I know what a human being is. You know, we know what a female is. We know what a male is. Don't you be a rat and then come out and try to be a cat. You know, here you are a horse, and you're going to try to be a monkey. No, something wrong. That's not the natural order. God didn't design you that way. And everything is wide open where anybody can look and see what a horse looked like, what a monkey looked like, what a man looked like, what a woman looked like. But we got religion and have taken one of God's prophets, not just knowing anybody, but they have taken one of God's prophets and use that prophet as an image. This is causing all type of disruption, all type of confusion, brothers and sisters. You got many people that's falling out of the church now. The church is in the process of closing down. The church is closing down. God is showing them exactly what's going on. People is coming into more knowledge and understanding on how things supposed to be. When people before was using their money to be anything that they want to be. Their children be anything that they want to be because they got plenty of money. They got power. So our job, brothers and sisters, is to bring the truth out. And we got everything to bear witness to the truth. But that which is right. And we strive hard not to say a thing that you can prove is a lie. Is a lie, excuse me. We as Muslims, we strive to use God's truth. And we able to defend it. we are able to stand up behind what we said. We can prove it. So we are asking for the removal of all racial images, all images of anything in creation to portray God. We ask them to remove all these things because it's causing great psychological damage. Especially to the human being. Psychological damage. I was paying a bill the day before yesterday. I was in Walmart paying a bill. And right in front of me was, I later on seen what it was. I thought it was a man and a woman, but it was two women. And the one woman, had pants on, and she had had her pants pulled down real low, like the young men wear their pants. Yeah, the gangbanger wear their pants. You know, she had her pants pulled down like that, but I could only see her back, you know. And the other woman hugging her and thing, and then we had the little girl there. We had the little girl there. And we standing in line, you know, to pay a water bill. Everybody sees this here. You know. The girl belongs to if she's somebody they babysitting, that's even worse. Hugging and kissing the other girl that looked like a man. See, we talking about creating a world, brothers and sisters, that is natural. That's what we talking about creating, bringing about. The world that's natural, the world that the way it's supposed to be. And everybody's happy. There's one thing about a gay person, his whole striving and his whole effort is to make you accept him the way her the way that they are. That's the whole thing. Accept me the way I am. So this corrupt. This corrupt idea of religion, and not portraying the natural order, the way God established it, you can see what it's creating. It's creating confusion, and it's causing psychological damage to the children, strong psychological damage. Ain't no telling what that little girl gonna be when she grow up. Because these two, her two parents are supposed to be protecting them. Protecting her. To make sure no that type of thing don't come near her. So what time is it? got that food in the stove, so I'm gonna have to cook that food.
11:23.
I know you gonna sleep. I know it ain't 11:23. So, brothers and sisters, it's a thing that we as Muslims is through reading the Holy Quran and understanding how life supposed to be, and we're told when we see a wrong, try to change it with your hand. If you can't change it with your hand, speak out against it. If you can't do that, detest it in your heart, and that's the weakest of faith. So these people that telling you that you can't check a thing or you can't challenge a thing, that's a lie, brothers and sisters. God gave us the permission to challenge it. God gave us permission to check it. And some people, it's good that they're not checking it because they don't know how to treat the people. They don't know how to approach that thing. When you get out here and doing dawah and things, it's a whole lot you got to learn. So, brothers and sisters, we are thankful for this opportunity that God blessed us with, and we pray that we get sharper and sharper at it, better and better at it, and that we are able to portray our love and our care for this creation, because we know, because God showed us, and they know how this creation is supposed to grow. They know what God allows and what he is against. They know that. They know that your body is not a vessel to just drink wine or drink whiskey, but they push it like it's okay. Every meal they have, they got to have a toast. So let's stand up, brothers and sisters. Let's stand up and be strong, because that's what God wants us to be, and remake this world. Our leader, Imam YBD Muhammad, I can see what he's saying when he said remake the world. Let's study. Read the Quran and apply the book. It's no good if you just only read it, but you had to practice with it and apply it. When you see a person master a thing, they does the thing over and over and over and over again. They practice with it. And a person knows, a person that knows what they're doing, and they know when a person is amateur, don't know what they're doing. They know the difference. So let's be Muslim. You know, let's be Muslim. Let's stand up as brothers and sisters and respect other religions, respect other people. But God tells us to stand up firm against wrong. Firm. So, brothers and sisters, we came to you in peace. I'm in here cooking, and I'm going to have to get back to the stove. My wife thinks it's 11 o'clock. It's almost time to break fast. So I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. Ay shalom alaikum.
Well, look out the lamb.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. I'll come back on.
This world needs to be remade, and the people that heard that, as they let's check it out what it means. They look at the situation that we live in. We live in a sick society.
And yes, sir. Sick, that's right.
In some cases, against sicker. And who you think that Allah have chosen with the very understanding of words and understanding the truth that God have given us. This is to remind us to keep our mind that we have been given this opportunity to help remake the world. But it's only for those who have faith and their ability, who are not afraid. Now, some people got to have some cognac or some wine, some liquor to have any courage at all. When you have the truth that God has given you, and you heard what God has said and how he protect you and what he do for his servant, and his servants are not grieved, then you ain't going to let nothing deter you from help changing this world. You ain't going to worry about the criticism coming from the criticizer. You're not going to do it. They have no power over you. They do if you give it to them.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You, their power influence. They know how to influence you. They'll get somebody talking about he's a star. He's this, he's that. That don't even phrase me no more. I'm like, don't
yeah,
that.
That's the devil.
you ain't been your will to do the will of God. I don't have much faith. I don't have much trust and faith in you. You ain't got no ability. It's very. So we call upon that personality that this world makes.
Yeah, you see, we should worry about trying to prove nothing.
What we do is
what God said do. God said, argue with them with what I give you. So we're not trying to satisfy nobody. There's nobody.
Right.
And the reason that we do something because of our own soul. We got to care and protect our own soul.
That's right. That's what it's all about. It's a lot of things.
And when you care about yourself, then if you get sick, you got to take yourself to the hospital.
That's right.
Jump in your car and say, I'll see you later.
You gone? So then I got to tell one girl, you okay? I found you can't put yourself in the grave. If you die, somebody gonna pick you and put you in the grave. You can't do it yourself.
Yes, you don't love.
But God, you think you love what you got so much, and then do the best for it, you know, because you're gonna die on the side of a road. You still got to be buried. Somebody got to bury you. Somebody got to put their body in the ground that you should use. And you show a little love for you when you don't do what God said to. You use a very little love for what you got. Allah knows what. Yeah, Allah knows what. So we here tonight getting ready to break our fast, and I think that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take 10 minutes. We're not gonna hang up, and we're gonna go and break our fast. Gonna break my fast. I'll come back. Not going to hang up. They're going to go break my fast. Come right back. You go. I know you cooking, though. And I know you want good food to eat, though. You know. And because I don't want you giving no frying pan. So go cook that good food, Sujah. I got it. I'll be back. We're going to take a 10-minute break.
It's blue. Thank you. your foot.
Chicken again. Let me get these chairs. Umalese Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I said we laha illallah. I said we lady Muhammad Rasulullah. Don't make bad witness again. There's nothing ever will deserve our worship besides Allah. If we open it bad witness that Prophet Muhammad, a man who was born in Arabia, became the last prophet, the seal of the prophet. He became the one they all talk about will come. Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, he earned that. So we here, back here again on this Brock Talk radio station, trying to clear up the mess that we found out, met when we got in this world, of racism, all the ism, all the killing and murder, all the stems around a lie that God got a son. If you tell people God got a son and that son died for their sin, you give that person, those people, all the incentive to do wrong. You make the evil seem like it's no effect or no problem. This is what that lie does. So we're here tonight, 6 days a week, trying to get rid of this lie. And the reason, and the scripture point to the lie that's coming, it said don't make no image of God. Don't make no image of God. You can't make no image no way. God, Allah is too big to be put in an image. But Satan does it anyway. If people were to think on what God is saying, that God is saying there's nothing like under him. He lives and he never dies. He have created, the heaven and the earth. So if he created those things, he's bigger than those things. And God said no one has ever seen him. And then the wicked mind people that have been made wicked mind, they say, how do you know he exists? We know he exists because you exist. I exist. The ocean out there exists. The fish in it exists. The air that we breathe exists. So there got to be a power greater than we have the mind to imagine. That would make Allah, the creator of this creation. You can't imagine. You can't draw. Huh? If I ask you, close your eyes and see a fish. Oh, you can see a fish. See a Cadillac. I ask you to see a Cadillac. You see all them things. But I ask you to close your eyes and see God and tell me what he looked like. If you tell me he looked like a man, you ain't seen God. You just You've been tricked. A trick has been pulled on you, and you living out that trick. You can't make progress. Simply that. So we thank Allah for the opportunity to come before you to make a change in the thinking so we can all be in one call that God is greater, bigger, mighty than anything that we can imagine. That we see ourselves, we see the creation of God. We can't see our brain. But we know we got to have one. Because if we didn't have one, we wouldn't be able to say. But you can't see it. You can't see your heart. Then you cut the chest open. But you have to have one in order to function in this earth. You have to have a heart. All them organ parts that everybody that's a human being has, all them human parts. Like the eyes, nose, and ears. And sometimes people lose their eyes, but all the other senses increase. And those same people that become blind move around just like they can see. Don't you know that Allah is with them? Especially when they're doing right. I've seen some blind people. I've seen some people that cannot talk. There, mute, they call them. Drinking alcohol, smoking weed. I seen some using crack cocaine. So Satan don't care who you get, from 8 to 80 and younger. He don't care, older. He does not care. But Allah cares, that's why he sent these books for us to read. So we can have a direction to go. We can have an instruction on what to use and what not to use. That's the mercy of Almighty God Allah. That's a mercy. So we thank Allah again for the Block Talk Radio Station. We're here tonight because we want to be here. We're here tonight because we are not going to give up on the world that God has put us in. We're not going to give up on it. If you see, you can see something is wrong. By you seeing something wrong, it means that you have a responsibility to help change this world. And that's what freedom is. Freedom is responsibility. If you ain't got no responsibility, you ain't got too much freedom. It's freedom, not this free. Freedom means your brain that is freed inside a dome, which tied your head that Almighty God have placed that in for your protection, to protect that, put it around a head that got heart bones in it, that you got it's hard, you got to, where you can protect your brain. So God done that. So praise be to Allah. Have you come back yet to y'all? I guess you haven't come back yet. Yeah. So, let me get ready to make my prayer. What time is there? 25 after 7. I know what time it is. Yeah. I'm talking about, do you know what time that the Tyree prayer come on, though, at 9:30?
Yeah,
okay, but can't make myself out. Well, Because I'll probably go to bed right after there. I'm getting up early in the morning. Huh? Mm-hmm. What's that?
About a
tape on,
about
Ramadan
or something.
I don't have that. Yeah. Anybody there?
What's up, Nico?
Make that boy stop his, make that man
stop his fast, right? For you, Bob. Right? And stop bringing his fast
for you. That's right.
Well,
they got the lamb. Alhamdulillah. You broke your fast?
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
I did.
Huh?
Yeah, I broke my fast. Yes, sir.
But you didn't make your back rib salat.
I'm going to make my back rib diarrhea. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I'm going to have to make mine, too. So,
well,
so maybe
okay.
we can shut it down. And
okay, there. Okay.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
And we can, you and I, you can shut it down. You want to close us out with a prayer?
Yes, sir, I sure will. I owe you, Lahi, man, of Shaitan Rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we serve. Thee alone do we seek for help. We pray and ask thee, O Allah, to bless us, to be successful with our Ramadan fast. Bless us to overcome those difficulties before us. Bless us with faith. We pray and ask Allah, O Allah, forgive us for our sin and for our faults. Peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad forever. Amen.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah.
You read tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow morning I talk to Brother Fulcrum. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. I'm coming on tomorrow. It was beautiful today.
Everybody said they did the way they're supposed to do it. You know, they see refuge in a lot, and there was hardly no mistake. And you can feel it. Aisha Lemon Ankle.